There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Lloyd Auerbach back with us, director of the Office of Paranormal Investigations, president of the Forever Family Foundation. He's been in the field for more than 35 years, focusing on parapsychological education and field investigation. He's a professor at Atlantic University, JFK University. He teaches parapsychology. And also, of course, he has written a couple books called ESP Hauntings and Poltergeists, ESP Wars, East and West, An Account of the Military Use of Psychic Espionage. Lloyd, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much, George.
Looking forward to this. How have you been?
Been pretty good, actually. Been doing all right.
Super. Anything new in the world of the paranormal?
Well, I mean, there's always stuff going on in the field of parapsychology. And I can recommend that people really want to check into some really cool stuff. The Society for Psychical Research's website, which is in the UK, they're the oldest organization. They're always a good source for great information, as well as the Rhine Research Center here in the U.S.
He used to be associated with Duke University, and I guess he sprung out a long time ago. J.B. Rhine did.
Yeah, actually, the lab closed when he retired from Duke in 1965, and then he just moved it off campus and continued on. And then after he died, it was renamed as the Rhine Research Center.
Super. Now, what exactly is parapsychology, Lloyd?
Well, parapsychology is the study of psychic phenomena, how the human mind, how consciousness connects with the world around us in ways we call psychic, which includes extrasensory perception, mind over matter, and, of course, the idea of consciousness surviving the death of the body, survival of bodily death. So that kind of runs the gamut from ESP all the way up to ghosts and poltergeists and such.
Now, how does that compare to the paranormal world?
Well, you know, the word paranormal has been used since the 1800s by folks in the field of parapsychology. I think it was probably first used by psychical researchers trying to separate experiences that are considered not normal or on the side of normal instead of above normal. You want to call them supernatural. And it related to all sorts of psychic experiences. And it's really been television over the last 20 years or so that has made the paranormal word about ghosts and hauntings specifically.
Well, that's true. And they love the Hollywood loves paranormal shows.
Hollywood and every other part of the world seems to love these shows because there are some diehard fans who watch them and who imitate them. They mimic what they see on TV, which is kind of unfortunate. Thankfully, we don't have people doing that from Cops.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Now, you know, in the paranormal world itself, you know, we deal with all kinds of things, but is research funded? You know, like we mentioned Duke University, those days are gone now, aren't they?
They've been gone for quite some time. There's only a couple of foundations that actually provide money for research in parapsychology and research on psychic phenomena, and not a lot of individual donors, unfortunately. And this is a big question. I mean, are we more than we think we are? Our big question is, what are the limits of human beings? And psychic phenomena, psychic abilities are one big piece of that, and certainly the idea of life after death is a big piece of that. But it's been actually in academia, which has kind of led to the downward trend in funding, there's been more and more and more prejudice against the field that's been spurred on by the skeptics organizations since the 1970s. And that's really what has led to a lot of the lack of funding.
I lost a friend several days ago who passed on, and at the funeral, Lloyd, everybody is coming up to me saying, do you think there's an afterlife? What do you think's going on? What's he doing? And I mean, it was on and on and on. What do you think generally people's beliefs might be about the other side?
Well, you know, what the other side is runs a wide range based typically on people's religions, I think. And that there is something more beyond the death of the body is pretty clear to many of us in the field of parapsychology, looking at the actual evidence. And the evidence comes from people's experiences with apparitions. It comes from mediumship and really evidential mediums, mediums who can provide real information about that individual and communication with that individual. And it comes from other types of phenomena that are kind of on the outskirts of direct evidence, which would be things like near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences and even reincarnation experiences. So there's something definitely more. Hesitate to say what the afterlife is like. In fact, most mediums, while they think it's a pleasant place, will often also agree that it's probably exists in a way that there are no words. So whatever that afterlife existence is, it's nothing we would, as living human beings, have words for, so they can only... Spirits coming through mediums, for example, can only describe it in terms that humans can understand.
Why do you think, in some cases, people get visitations from their dearly departed, but not all of them? What happens? Why do some come through to those who can see this and witness it, and others don't?
That's a really good question, and it's still kind of a mystery. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of experiences reported every year that are of people at the moment of death, or usually within no more than 24 to 48 hours of the person's death, where that person appears in some way, shape, or form to make themselves known to friends and relatives and loved ones. And then they're never seen or heard from again. That's it, unless they come through a medium, perhaps. Those that are, we call ghosts, the ones that we investigate, are a very, very tiny percentage of individuals who die. And all we can do is speculate from those specific ghost cases when mediums and psychics and witnesses talk to the apparent ghosts and find out that they don't want to leave or they have some psychological attachment. And it may just be that when people actually, certain people actually die, that two things are going on. One, they have a real emotional desire to let their friends and relatives know that they're going to be okay. And two, there are probably some environmental conditions that are out there that we're still trying to pin down that allow for them to come through.
What do you think the other side could be like?
You know, I read a lot of science fiction and comic books and such, and it seems, if we were to kind of consider that, it's stranger than we can probably imagine. I think there was a book called Traitor to the Living that Philip Jose Farmer wrote years ago, which he talked about people leaving when they die. They became these entities, electromagnetic entities, and there's an entire electromagnetic universe out there, and they're all energy beings, and they're without a body, and it's very different. He tried to describe this. I think it's that kind of thing, not specifically that, but that whatever is next seems to be, number one, subject to your personality and what you think it's going to be. If you've seen the movie What Dreams May Come or read the book by Richard Matheson, there's an indication that we would make our own heaven and hell. And that's certainly a possibility, and we kind of hear that a little bit from the mediums as well. The one thing we do hear from mediums the world over, which is interesting, is that people have this kind of life review, almost like the movie Defending Your Life, and they get faced with the things they did right and the things they did wrong. So the very bad people, or people who've done bad things, have to come to terms with the things they did bad. And that is, for some people, maybe a kind of hell.
Right. Well, I was going to say, is that where religion created the word hell, to try to scare people to be good?
Well, the word hell probably comes from the Norse. Remember, there was a Norse goddess of the underworld, Hela, and her territory was hell, and there was Hades, of course. In many cultures around the world, there is a form of an afterlife that is positive and one that's negative. The Greeks had the Elysian Fields, and they had Tartarus, and they had just the general underworld, but it was all the underworld. I mean, the Elysian Fields were even underworld. They weren't above in heavens or something. So there is a need for human beings to explain the unexplained. We always come up with stories to explain these things. And religion has, or can, and certainly in some cases certainly has, taken beliefs that people have, extended them in ways that allow the religious organizations potentially to exert some control, both political and other kinds, and economic control on people. I mean, it's kind of interesting that if you have a chance, a next chance, a next life, that some people seem to believe that perhaps you shouldn't have to behave like a good person because you'll always have another chance to do it all over again. So by creating this idea that if you do wrong in this world, you're going to some hellish location or hellish world, that perhaps you'll behave better, although we know that that's actually not true. It doesn't work.
Well, that's absolutely true. Now, how about the devil? I mean, is the devil a religious concoction, or is it the real deal?
The devil seems to be, as we know, Satan and Lucifer and that whole bit is definitely a religious concept. There are some really good books out there on the history of hell and the history of the devil, and how what the devil looks like actually came from the early church taking some pagan traditions and beliefs and gods, for example, and turning them into that character to turn those people away from what they believed at that time. And there's been a lot of play, and even before that, as conquests happen, as one culture absorbed another, there was a mingling of belief systems, and so what was a monster for one became something positive for others and vice versa. There doesn't seem to be that personification other than in specific religions or mythologies out there. And certainly, I was brought up in Reform Judaism, and we didn't have a devil or hell.
Huh.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep.
You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.